The guy's had 28 top 10 hits in his career, Copacabana. And I bring that up only because a few minutes ago I was talking about Barry Manilow and his diagnosis of having lung cancer, which they're going to be performing surgery on. They feel they've caught it early. The 82-year-old says he plans to take some time off and then be back on stage by February. And one of our listeners, Katie, texted in at 1-877-332-TALK. Kate says, I don't know why Barry Manilow always gets a bad rap. He's a tremendous talent. I absolutely love his music. He wrote songs for so many other artists, even more so than himself. I'm glad to hear things are going well for him. And I'm with you, Kate. Ah, you know how people are. Haters are going to hate. He's an amazing talent. I've never seen him in person, but I certainly would be willing to. I suspect when you hear about a long time star, a favorite person, you know, that you enjoy their music or enjoy their acting or, and all of a sudden you think, yeah, I guess he's getting old. And, but I understand his performances are still real strong, as he has been performing up to this diagnosis. So yeah, I'd certainly pay to go see him. Good morning. It's Brent Loukes filling in, for Evan Bray. Evan clearly, under the weather with all of the stuff that's going on around right now. Gosh, we've got flu, we've got colds, we've got COVID, we've got RSV, you name it. It's best that he take the time and he get some rest and enjoy his holiday time over the Christmas and New Year's and get back in the chair here 100% fit and healthy. And I'm happy to be filling in at CJME Regina and 650 CKOM Saskatoon. And what we do right now is open up the phone lines, and I see we've got a couple of callers on the lines here already. We like to let you have your say on the Evan Bray Show. Open phones at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. We head up to Northeast Saskatchewan, Carrot River. Dwayne is patiently standing by. Hey, Dwayne, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, I turned the news on at 6 o'clock yesterday, and I heard one more sad time that Danielle Smith and a group of people in Alberta think they're going to break away from Canada. I thought we'd put that to sleep a long time ago. These people remind me of the little boy that doesn't think that he likes what's going on at home, so he threatens and he runs away from home. But just be patient. He'll be back in time for supper. My native friends tell me that they're in no position ever again to let people take their country away from them. And my old friend up at Red Earth tells me, when I discuss separation from Canada for Saskatchewan and Alberta, that Canada goose has a broken wing. He's not ever going to fly again. So I just have to wonder how out of touch with reality these people have, and why Daniel Smith, the premier of the province of Alberta, wouldn't know that that's not going to ever happen. The farmers and ranchers out there seem to think that they own the land, but they just own the surface rights. Mm-hmm. They're farmers, and they're doing that, and that's fine, and they're raising cattle. But Native people, for tens of thousands of years, have owned that land, and they're not prepared to give it up, especially to a Conservative Party that hasn't done them any favors over the last 150 years. So I just hope that people would, when they're talking to their Alberta friends over Christmas holidays, let them know that that's just a pipe dream.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens in Alberta here in the new year. I agree with what you're saying, and I think Premier Danielle Smith is finding herself in this difficult position. She's trying to hold that UCP together, the party, but she is in a situation where a large number of her party members are on the extreme right and would support the idea of a separatist movement, and then she's trying to play as well to those that aren't so extreme. And I see this week they have just brought out a new party, no longer Conservative, but it's called the Progressive Tory Party of Alberta, which I'm guessing is going to offer more a mainstream right-wing offering to people. So yeah, it's going to be a challenge for her, I do believe, coming in the new year. Thanks for the call here, Dwayne, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. We got Perry standing by. Hi, Perry. We don't have Perry. Where did Perry go? Thought he was there. Hello, Perry. I do not have Perry. We'll put that on hold. Oh, there we go. There we got him. Okay. Good morning, Perry. Merry Christmas.
Hello. Yeah, Yeah. A little bit of a reply to your last caller. He figures it's goofy for Alberta to want to separate and become their own state. But I went and analyzed our financial situation in every province. And what's foolish is that we send the bulk of all taxes collected to Ottawa when they should stay at home. Like for us, they should stay at home in Regina and be used at home. And so the way it's working is for every $10 we send to Ottawa, we beg and plead to get $5 back. And the federal government's irrelevant. We got to defund them and get rid of them because us compared to the United States, we got nine times as many politicians per capita as the United States federally, and we can't afford it. So when Alberta says we want to go it alone, that's what they're saying. We want to go it alone. We want to quit sending our money to Ottawa. We want to be left alone and go it alone. We can manage ourselves better than Ottawa mismanaging us. And that's the same thing for Saskatchewan. This is brilliant. It should be done in every province. Look at the mess we're paying for in BC right now. Do you think that gong show is anywhere but close to being over? That's just the beginning of what's going to happen to the rest of Canada. And, it's brilliant. Should be done in every province. Your money and my money should stay at home to work for us.
But you do know, Perry, this is how Confederation works. It's like having a family, and you help everybody in your family. If one's doing really well, you tend to help the one that's maybe not doing so well. I'm not saying that's the easiest way to explain it, but I'm not on your side of thinking we should be considering separation, Alberta or Saskatchewan.
Well, a little bit of a rebuttal to that. I would agree with you on paper. That looks really good. But without an electoral college, so what we have is one corrupt area. They sprinkle a little money on it, and they can get a minority government forever. So, yeah, what you're saying is true, but it doesn't. So if we don't have to have separation or, become our own state and that, we need an electoral college so that what you say is that it works for everybody. Without an electoral college, that won't happen, what you said. But with an electoral college, then with equal representation in each province, this is what I would rather have, is then it would work the way you just said. But it doesn't because of corruption.
Thanks for your call, Perry. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Open lines. Anything on your mind? We'd love to hear from you. Stuart. Oh, thank you, Stuart. 1-877-332-TALK. We were talking about Chris Rea passing away, and I was talking about some of my favorite tunes of his. And Stuart says, I'm with you on the Road to Hell album. Looking for a Rainbow. That's a good tune. Is probably his favorite, but there are some really good songs on that album. Thanks for that, Stuart, at 1-877-332-8255. Nick in Saskatoon, I agree with the caller who says we need to defund the feds. We have a government who's about to spend $1 billion to buy votes in Quebec from a sham gun grab during a cost of living crisis. This must change. At 1-877-332-8255. Anything on your mind this morning? You're certainly welcome to text. I'd love to talk to you if you want to call. 1-877-332-8255. Open phones on this, what day is it? Tuesday edition. That's right. The Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux filling in on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Let us deal with the eviction notices for tomorrow, Mr. Cratchit.
Tomorrow's Christmas, sir.
Very well. You may gift wrap them.
Cheer up, dude. It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah. The Grinch and Scrooge and all that stuff related to Christmas. Good morning. It's Brent Laux. Happy to be with you today on the Evan Bray Show. Wishing Evan a speedy recovery. He's been down with this bug here for a while. So it looks like I'll be with you today and again tomorrow as we head into our Christmas break, and hopefully Evan back with us very soon. If not at some point next week, then on into the new year. Right now it's open phones at 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Tom, Merry Christmas. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I just listened to the last couple of callers about government and Alberta and all that stuff. And, you know, money doesn't buy happiness. And you can cut the pie however you like. I'd much rather live in the environment and the country we call Canada than have to live with some other bureaucracies in the world and governments in the world that do nothing but demonstrate disrespect for the human being and for life. Some of them are as close as the 49th parallel. And I think it's important to remember that change always comes with a price. And one thing to keep in mind is money does not buy happiness.
Thanks so much for the call, Tom. Merry Christmas to you at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. On another note, we've just received word that the Canadian Press News Story of the Year, I'm not surprised to see this. What they do is they do a survey of editors and news directors from all the Canadian media organizations across the country saying, so what do you think is the big story of 2025? Nearly two-thirds of these news people chose Donald Trump's tariffs as the most consequential story of 2025. Trump dominated headlines throughout the year as his tariffs, of course, rattled Canadian manufacturing and citizens, as he often spoke of Canada becoming the cherished 51st state. And you know what? My gut tells me we haven't heard the end of that. And especially when I look at what's going on today here, as Donald Trump in an interview with the BBC yesterday says, we need Greenland. He says the United States has to have Greenland as part of its national protection. And as soon as I read that, saw the interview, I thought, oh my gosh. So he has named a special envoy to Greenland, representing the U.S. government. And of course, the government of Denmark is saying, whoa, 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 this isn't going to happen. You know, Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory, part of Denmark. But there's U.S. President Donald Trump again saying, we have to have Greenland. So what do you think? How soon into 2026 are we going to hear him say, yes, and Canada, we'd love to have you as the cherished 51st state? So I'm not surprised that turned out to be the news story of the year, according to news people from across the country. 1-877-332-TALK. Anything on your mind? Love to hear from you. Open phones. And some very special guests going to join us just after 9:30. A bit of a lighter mood. We're going to have some music. We're also going to have an interesting story of historical significance from Southwest Saskatchewan. Three guests will join me next half hour here on the Evan Bray Show. Real quick, let me get to some of these texts here. 1-877-332-8255. One listener here, who the heck is that? Don't see a name. Canada abuses the West. It's not about the money. It's about the disrespect. Paul also says, so those who support Danielle Smith and are pushing for separation are extreme right? Wow, I guess I'm an extremist, according to you, Mr. Laux. 1-877-332-8255. Where are we at? Tom, look at how well the threat of separation worked for Quebec. They get money by the truckload, the majority of which originates from the West. 1-877-332-TALK, more than a political problem. Marianne says, Canada has a spiritual problem. Our culture of death is a curse upon our nation. 1-877-332-8255. My wife comes from Afghanistan. This is coming from Cameron. My wife comes from Afghanistan, which is one of the poorest countries in the world. She laughed when the gentleman claimed money doesn't buy happiness. What time are we at? 26 after the hour. I got time for a couple of more. Here's Larry on the line. Larry, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that, Larry.
Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Those are the values that we were founded upon. It's in the preface to the Charter of Rights. We're a Christian country by foundation. Loving our neighbor as ourselves, the Ten Commandments, We should be able to have all sorts of discussions with mutual respect, even though we would disagree.
Absolutely. Good point, Larry. Thank you so much for the call and have a great holiday season. I got time for another quick call here. James in Saskatoon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Just about Christmas.
It sure is. Okay. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about equalization. Almost every year, about $13.5 billion goes to Quebec from Alberta. And I think it's not a question of whether they would ever separate, but certainly it would get everybody's attention if and would make a better bargaining position if they had a very strong mandate. And Ottawa would probably give them a better deal. Mm-hmm. You'll never have a situation where Quebec will pay any money to any other province in equalization because of the fact that they never signed the Constitution in 1982. So, but Alberta is getting kind of a raw deal, and they should be able to keep more of that money working for them.
Thanks for the call, James. I appreciate it, and Merry Christmas to you. 1-877-332-8255. Let me just take another couple quick texts here. Julie in the Battlefords, money doesn't buy happiness, but it pays the bills. And guess what happens to your happiness if you can't pay the bills? Yeah, that's a good point, Julie. Bob from Borden, people in Western Canada have to wake up to the fact that Confederation was set up to milk the West, and it's been working quite well since then. Aaron, money doesn't buy happiness, but I'd rather be crying in a mansion. That sounds like a country song, doesn't it? I'm crying in a mansion. 1-877-332-8255. Trev says it's sad that so many are gaslit and can't see how poorly Alberta and Saskatchewan are treated by the rest of Canada. I fear we will never solve our problems due to those who fear change for a better future. Thanks for those texts. Thanks for the calls at 1-877-332-8255. Of course, you're welcome to text or call at any time through the course of the morning during the Evan Bray Show here. Brent Laux filling in today. Evan, under the weather these days. Hopefully he's going to be able to enjoy his Christmas break here. I'll be back with you tomorrow as well. Coming up in just a few minutes' time, when you hear the name Wall and you think about a country music tune, I suspect most of you would be thinking, oh, that's that young fella from down southwest there, Coulter. Yes, great career that he is having, but it is not him we're referring to. His father and a couple of other of his friends are going to join me here with a little musical interlude and a bit of Saskatchewan history you may not be aware of. We'll get into that here coming up just after the news at the bottom of the hour. Also on the way after 10 o'clock, it's all about the hour of cheer to get you in a good mood. You're able to call in and give a shout out to your favorite charity. Maybe you work for a charity in support or a staff member and you want to get the message out. We know that a lot of people are struggling, as are a lot of our charities these days, with money being on the tight side. So you'll be able to give us your message about your charity or tell us about the charity you love to support. And we'll hear from one particular organization and a very unique drive that they have on this time of the year. That's coming up after 10 o'clock. Some tech Christmas gift ideas with Mark Saltzman after 11 today. And then we're going to talk your favorite toy memories, memories from your childhood after 11:30. It's all part of the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.